off top, we just going to thank the creator for allowing us to be in this space where I could say something where it'll resonate with you, and you could take what you need from this and do what you got to do and just further yourself in your life. I don't want or need nothing from you. I got and have my own shit. So, but if you do want to do anything, man, we did have our first sponsor at a 99¢ a month, which is, you know, really, I don't want to say it's not nothing because somebody is giving you 99¢ a month. That's, but I'm saying, like, compared to things that's out there, it's really a fee that you could actually do, you know what I mean? Because it's like, for a year, it's like a meal. Like, you would get a meal with like $12. And for that, you know, you can support somebody that's out here doing the work that, you know, just strictly doing the work that need to be done, you know what I mean? And I just want to thank, you know, the universe for allowing that to happen. And definitely to Elena, who is my first subscriber, and really just a big supporter, man, a real big supporter. She's got Dream Awake gear. She's been around for years. Somebody I really genuinely vibe with through the interwebs. And yeah, so thank you. You personally, I want to thank you, Elena. I really appreciate that. So we want to talk about, like, your spirit being your business. How do I really approach this? Okay, sometimes you gotta talk to yourself, right? How do I really approach this? When I say your spirit is your business, I mean it two ways. One, I mean your spirit is your business because keep your spirit aligned with people who are in the flow of what you're doing, or your spirit will be disrupted. Like, try to minimize things that, or people or places that dampen your spirit. So I just want to say that part of it before I go into the bigger part of it, which is literally your spirit is your business in business. You should, your business should embody your spirit. And let me break down what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, let's look at the flip side first. Let's think about this. If you do not do something that aligns with your spirit, let's think about this. You got to go there for 8 hours minimum. You got to travel to and from there. Let's say 1 hour to 2 hours total. That's 8 to 10 hours doing something that don't align with your spirit. Could you spend 8 or 10 hours doing anything else and expecting any good or great outcome? Like could you spend 8 to 10 hours a day, like, I don't know, ruining a meal or something like that? Like 8 to 10 hours burning a meal and then expecting like good food? Or could you spend 8 to 10 hours a day, like, going the opposite way of where you actually want to go, which is a way better analogy than what I just said about that food? Please dismiss that. Not dismiss it, but it was just whack. Could you imagine you want to get somewhere that you already on a path to go? Mind you, your spirit is aligned. Your spirit is divine. Your spirit know the path and where it's going. You just gotta, you kind of alone for the ride in a certain way, if you want to look at it like that. So this GPS is already on to where you're supposed to go. And could you imagine physically getting into your car and going 8 to 10 hours in the wrong direction and then expecting to be where you're destined to be? Just wrap your mind around that for 2 seconds. Just 8 to 10 hours, you'll be halfway across the country. But where you was going is really just right around the corner. So if that don't make no sense, why would you expect to do something that don't resonate with your spirit 8 to 10 hours a day and then really expect to go where you need to be. You're going 8 to 10 hours in the wrong direction every day. How the hell are you going to get where you're going? So if you don't like something, and there's a difference between not liking something and like you can deal with it. If you completely don't like this shit, you swimming upstream. It's like you wake up to have a bad day to try to have a good day. Instead of waking up to have a good day and then like if something happened, you'd be like, oh, it was a bad day. Like, you know you hate your job. So when you wake up, your spirit is already fucked up. It's already just like a fucking cramping your leg or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not physically, but just like in your mind. Like, ah, I gotta fucking go in. Damn. That shit like doing a bid. That shit like going to prison. That shit like going to prison every day. Fuck niggas and no, like, no disrespect people that's in prison. But that shit is like going to prison every day. Like, when you in prison, like, you can deal with it because you in prison. It's like being in a free prison. It's like a prison you just got to go to, like, for a couple hours and then go. Or several hours and then go, like. So, having that on your conscience and having it weigh you down, how is that going to resonate with your ultimate purpose? How is that going blend in with what you actually here to do? So instead, what you could or should be doing, let me just say could, because maybe you shouldn't, you know what I mean? Maybe you should just die miserable. I don't know. But what you could do is try to figure out ways to either balance that or to move into a position where your spirit is your business. I don't preach nothing I don't practice. Me doing this right now, talking to you, is me making my spirit my business. This is my spirit. This is my spirit. Am I making a bunch of money from this shit? No, not right now. But this is me knowing the science and saying, hey, I got to do things that have potential to grow that are more along the lines of my spirit. Because the more, let's say I could just make an extra 200 off doing what I'm doing right now, like a month. That's 200 I ain't got to get from the job. That's 200. Let's just say I would have made 10 hours an hour at a job. That's 20 hours that I can free myself up and I can get a part-time job and I can take way more. I'm preaching today. I'm telling you where I'm going. This is going to be one of the best ones. I already know. So I'm saying that's 20 hours I'm getting back. 20 hours I'm getting back to myself. And now I'm only going in for 4 or 5 hours. 4 to 6 hours. And I'm spending 4 to 6 hours doing what I love. That's balance. That's balance. That's way more, you know, if you got a meal, you know, when you're a child, think about this. The only thing that's on your plate that you don't like really when you're a child is the green shit. Let's say you got some spinach on your plate. You're like, man, I love this fucking chicken leg. Mind you, I'm not endorsing eating none of this shit. I am a raw foodist, but if you want to call me that. Let's imagine you got a chicken leg, you got some macaroni and cheese, you got some stuffing on this shit, you got some bread on this motherfucker, and the only thing you don't like is the spinach. The spinach be little as shit, though. You know this. If you ever went through this, you already know. The spinach be a minuscule, minute part of the actual meal. But you be so focused on that fucking spinach that you don't even, like, you can't even enjoy the rest of the meal. You like, man, I know when I'm done eating this chicken leg and this macaroni and this stuffing and this biscuit, I gotta eat this goddamn spinach. So what you do? You either eat the spinach first and then enjoy your meal, or you try to enjoy your meal and then get to the spinach and go, ah. But that's just a small portion of the plate. So imagine what you're doing when you go into a job that you actually don't fucking like or can't stand or that don't align with your spirit. You sitting there and you covering damn near half the plate. Let's think about this. Let's just go 8 hours. 8 hours is a third of 24 hours. Like I said, that's minus travel time if it's a full-time job. Let's just take away travel time. Let's just say travel time is great for you. Going to work, coming back, let's just say it's great. So let's just keep it at eight. That's one third of the way. Now imagine that plate, you know what I'm saying, with one third your favorite thing, two thirds your second favorite thing in the world, and one third the worst shit you could ever imagine eating in the fucking world. I don't give a fuck if it's a pile of dog shit, asparagus, whatever you don't like, okra, I don't know. Imagine that shit sitting on your plate every single day. Every day you got to go home and eat this shit. Every day you got to wake up and eat this shit. It does not make sense. It's going to dampen your spirit to the point where the other two thirds of the day, you're trying to recover from that one third of the day that you actually don't like, right? It's a thing called decompression. That takes time. If you ever got anything in the mail and it had to decompress, like right now I got acoustic foam. I'm about to start doing this actually in the studio. The sound is going to be way better. Beginning of the new year, I'm going to be doing these like in the studio. But in my studio, it's like I got these foam pads, you know, to absorb the one to help with the reverb, and then just like, yeah, like absorb sound so that it's not bouncing off the walls and you get a clear, crisp sound, you know, like a streamlined, straightforward sound. So these things, they come compressed, like it's like 24 of them, and they become compressed. Well, they get compressed, and then you got to let them sit out for days just to decompress them. You know what I mean? And, you know, if you got to think about this, those things got compressed probably in like 2 seconds because they got compressed by a machine. The Matrix is a machine, or society is a machine. So it'll compress you fast. But the decompression take days. It could take up to 72 hours for these things to decompress. Now imagine yourself now being the foam. So the foam, mind you, I'm not writing none of this shit down. I swear, this is God. This is God. You would think I'd be writing. I don't be writing none of this shit down. This is a great analogy. I told you it's going to be a great one. So imagine now you being the foam. So you get to the person's house. You feel me? And then you trying to decompress because that's your job. Like, well, that's your natural inclination is when you have air, you know what I mean, to decompress. Just like you, when you get off work, it's natural to decompress. Some people do it at the bar. Some people do it at the girlfriend house. Some people do it alone. Some people, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. Some people just like to fucking eat, whatever. Right? So the shit is expanding, right, for 16 hours. Then after you get the 16 hours, it's like starting to decompress and then get right back compressed again. Get right back compressed again. One, how would that make you feel? It'll make the phone feel like, man, there ain't even no fucking point. Because every single time I'm about to decompress, only time I get to fully decompress is when I get that fucking full 48 to 72 hours on the weekend. See why this is a great analogy? See, if the package could get delivered on Friday, it got the whole weekend to get decompressed. If it takes 2-3 days, it's going to decompress fully, but then it's going to get compressed again. But think about during the week. Every time it reaches 16 hours, you start feeling good. Oh, man. Mind you, 16 hours is the 8 hours you're not at work. Follow me. Oh man, I'm decompressing a little bit. Here come the machine again. Compress that motherfucker again. Be like, man, I'm not doing this shit. I'm just gonna give up. I'm just gonna give up. And that's what most people do. They give up. They give up because every time they try to decompress, they're getting compressed by the machine again. So what's the real way to actually beat that? The real way to actually beat that is to not be compressed, not do something that will compress you. Like, not do something that makes you feel small, that make you feel like you in a box, that make you feel like, man, I can't go nowhere. Like, if you do something along the lines of what's aligned with your spirit, then it's no point at the day that you hate. So now it's like joy begets joy, just like everything begets everything. You know what I mean? So you live in a joyful life because you don't have the stress of doing something that you absolutely hate for a third of the day. You're only going to have more and more and more joy, more and more abundance. So let's slow down and take this into practical terms. Like I said, right now, what am I doing? I'm talking to you. This is part of my plan to be like, yo, nah, I ain't got to do none of this. You know what I mean? Or at least I can do less of this. So let's take it in practical terms. You could actually, there's something out there, and I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to everybody who came across this because that's the path God put them on. So I don't know who I'm talking to, so I can't make this specific. But I can say there's something out there that resonates with you, your spirit, your soul, and who you are that you would love to do every day. And it's a way to do it. If not to make a full living, definitely to have partial income from doing that thing. And if not to have full living or partial income, just to do it. Just to do it so that you balance out your day. If you do that, if you go to work from day to day, do that from day to day to have a little bit more balance. But for the most part, I think it's a way in 2020, 2021. Come on, man. It's a way to sit there and do what you want to do for at least half the time you're supposed to be at work. You could at least do 50-50. You could at least supplement your income at least a third, an eighth, a tenth, a twelfth by doing this shit. And take that other couple hours and be like, you know what I mean? Yo, if y'all, you know, go to work. Hey, yeah, I know y'all don't be needing me, you know what I mean, on Sundays. So I ain't going to come on Sundays. Now you got 4 days. Now you work 4 days instead of five. You know what that's going to do for you? Think about this. Somebody got 7 million for you, 7 days in a week. You know what I'm saying? And you could only have a million for each day that you're happy. So think about this. And you get it every week. You be getting an extra million a week by being happy an extra day. You know what that is in spiritual currency? You get what I'm saying? Like, if you could add an extra day of, I ain't got to go in that motherfucker, I can just be happy. I can just roll around my children and do what I got, you know, walk around in my flip-flops and my pajamas and shoot the shit, whatever you like to do, my brother or sister. That will help your life so much, man. So I would say structure your business around your spirit. If you're not at that point yet, yo, just make ways to get there. It's always a way. If it wasn't a way, dog, let me tell you something about the universe or the mind, which the universe is in the mind. But I ain't going to go into that. Let's think about this. Fuck thinking. You can do it. I'm not even going to acknowledge you this thing out. It's possible because you can think it. If you can think it, it's no such thing as you're able to think something and it's not able to happen. This is the science behind why you see everything in movies, because the people who make the movies know that if you see it, it'll become a reality. So it's no such thing as you seeing something and, you know, in your mind even, and you not being able to do it. It's no such thing. The only things that are impossible are things you can't think of. I'm going to say that one more time because that's the gem. I told you it was going to be a great one. And we had like 20 minutes. You know, I only do these for 17 minutes. I told you it's going unlimited today. But the only things that are impossible are things that you can't think of, meaning nothing is impossible. Because if you can't think it, you can't even know that it's not possible. So everything is possible. Every single thing is possible. So you can't hit me with the, because I know with a lot of people listening to this saying, yeah, that's easy for you, or Listen, dog, I just moved halfway across the country. I didn't have no children, man. I didn't have no children. I got children now. I got, you know, a wife who, you know, is pitching in it other ways than, you know, more so than financial. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that she don't do nothing financially, but I'm saying I'm the main one. You feel what I'm saying? And it's happening. And no matter how it happened, it's God. But guess what? It's also these universal principles that I know to be true. It's also me and standing in my truth and giving the universe my belief so I can manifest what I want. I know this. I know this to be a fact. So when I'm telling you this, I'm not telling you this for no empty place. I'm telling you because you watching me do it in real time. Yo, I'm at gholy.tv, man. If on Instagram, if you want to follow, I'm gholy on Facebook. I'm gholy everywhere. If you want to follow my path and my journey, man, I don't brag. Like, I don't be fucking, you know what I mean? Like, but if you see the little subtle signs, you'll be like, nah, he's manifesting. You could see it. You could look and see it. This is what people are seeing when they hit me up. Like, hey, how you been? They feel that energy. They know, damn, he manifesting what he want. Let me get close to that energy. Of course. Of course. So I'm not telling you this for no empty place. This ain't no, man, consider this. Because I'm going to tell you something. You might have to pay for this motherfucking juice for me one day. I'm talking about literally pay. You know what I'm saying? So get it now. Get it right now. I'm telling you. You want to take this like you taking words from whoever you feel like is a master. Because I'm a motherfucking master of manifestation. And I know that now. And I know that now. And I can say that comfortably, man. So listen to me when I say you can do things that align with your spirit and make money from it. Point blank, period. Your spirit is your business. And if you in a rut, you feel like I'm stuck, fuck it. DM me and we're going to figure it out. We're going to do this shit together because everybody deserves a full life. And I'm not even going to say happiness because happiness is bullshit. Somebody could take that from you. Everybody deserves a full life. They deserve to experience everything they feel like they want to experience if they want to do that. Or at least the way to go that way. A leg to pursue that whatever they want, even if they don't get it. Everybody deserve that. So fuck it. Just get with me, man. We're going to figure this shit out. When I say tribe, dog, I really mean that shit. Because not a lot of people listen to this shit. Soon it'd be like, oh, yeah, like 100,000 motherfuckers. Look, I can't help 100,000 motherfuckers. I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need help from the niggas I'm helping right now to, you know, get 100,000 motherfuckers on this wave. But, you know, and a lot of people coming in. Look, a lot of people coming in, they ain't going to be official. Only, look, my official people might end like the end of this year. If you came 2021, I don't know. 2022, I don't know. You get less official the earlier you get in, the more official you are. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm saying, I'm going to need y'all help in helping other people. Like, whatever I'm doing is helping y'all. So, get out of that, man. Your spirit is your business. Your spirit is your business. That means your business should be your spirit. I'm the God Gholy, and this has been the Dream Team Manifest. I think it's 22. Did you see what's going on here? It's chapter 22. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get the type of principle this is in manifestation? And then it being the 22nd chapter. Come on, man. I'm doing God's work, and I know it. And guess what? You should know whatever you're doing is the right thing. So make your spirit your business, and I'm out of here. Gholy.